welcome. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first live recording of Mecca Talks, which is our podcast. And this is the first time we've done this with a live audience. And I think we're super excited to kind of bring these moments with our brands to life in this way. And because we are so excited to have you here, I think we should all you should all give each other a cheer. And because that's going to be on the podcast too. So let's give us a round of applause. Thank you for giving up your time on a Sunday evening on a very, very hot Sydney day. Today we're going to be introducing you to two very special guests who've flown all the way over here to see us. And they have created this incredible skin line, as you can see it's right in front of me here, which has become a runaway success. And we have the likes of the Beckhams, the Biebers, the Robbies, the Anistons, the Kardashians, all who are super fans. And of course, everybody at Mecca too. We just love this brand, Augustina Spada. And in this extra special episode of our podcast, we're going to be deep diving into the brand, but also why it's so unique and why it will genuinely change your skincare. And so tonight we will be joined by Professor Augustina Spada himself, who is a globally recognized biomedical scientist and physician and leading expert in the field of stem cell biology and regenerative medicine. So Professor Spada co-founded his eponymous brand with CEO Charles Rossier, also here with us tonight, an entrepreneurial, science-minded investor who put everything into the line to bring the Augustina Spada brand to life and to fuel the greater work in science of the Spada brand, which we'll go into detail on. So now it's a red carpet mainstay. There's accolades in beauty and science, and the brand, since its launch in 2018, has become a supernova of beautiful proportions. And we want to know everything about it. So we are going to welcome both Charles and Professor Spada to the stage now. Welcome. Really excited to have you both here tonight. And Professor Spada in your Spada blue suit, very on brand. And also, this is our first live recording of our podcast. So we're really excited to be trialing this with you with our Madonna headsets. And first of all, I just want to ask how you are. How are you finding your trip to Australia?
I think Augustus tried the Bondi Beach sun, yeah. As yes. You can see.
I got a little sun, but
so we claim that the cream helps regenerate the skin.
So you did a live
test for you. So let's see during the podcast, yes, if the skin improves.
So you're going to have to sort of go to sleep layered with it on tonight. Yep. You have a beautiful, healthy glow.
Yes.
Actually, I like it very much. I'm very grateful to be here. So thank you so much in this beautiful country. So I tried the sun a little bit too much, that's true, unfortunately, but put a lot of my cream, so it's getting better.
Well, there you go. That's a live sort of review for everybody, is like, yes, what it can do for you. But you have enjoyed the sort of Australian world quite a lot. And you were telling me earlier that you arrived and immediately sort of hit the shops. What did you buy?
Actually, in German, there's a film called Crocodile Dundee. It's so famous that I had to buy this hat. And I bought one. And I bought the shoes.
You've got it. It's the hat there, I think. I saw it down there. You'll have to show us the hat. And he got some R.M. Williams boots. And the Crocodile Dundee hat. Crocodile Dundee hat, which is very, very stylish as well. And I think just embracing Australianness to the core, which is brilliant fun, and obviously embraced the Bondi sun as well.
Yeah,
he's already planning to come back.
He's planning to come back. But what would you buy next time? A surfboard or something, probably. It would be harder to get back. And tell me, the two of you, because this brand, you launched it in 2018. How did you come together? Because you both come from very different backgrounds. And if you could just give us a little bit of your story, your personal stories of how Augustina Spada came to be.
We got introduced by a common friend, I think 11 years ago, more or less. And he told me that Augustus was the best brain in stem cell research. And he's someone very, very demanding, who was using Augustus technology for anti-aging, because he doesn't want to die, doesn't want to sleep, doesn't want to have any jet lag. And at the time, I was helping a French professor on you know, the financing of his research on spinal cord injury. So I took Agustinus' number to put them in touch. And 4 years after, I visited Agustinus, and he showed me the picture of a burned child that was burned second, third degree. And the head of reconstruction surgery in Munich, using the wound gel that he created in 2008, was able to prevent scarring and skin graft. So I basically went through the pictures of, you know, day four, day two weeks after, where you can see the skin starting to regenerate, and 6 months after, where basically you have a slight difference of pigmentation, but no scarring, no skin graft. And I was shocked that such a technology existed, but was not available. And so I was just trying to think about who, because I did my philanthropic check to that French professor 6 weeks before. I had no liquidity, so I was just thinking, how can I help him? Like, you know, what idea? And we discussed it, and he told me he wrote to some pharmaceutical groups. But when you think about burn, actually, burn people are mostly in developed countries, because that's where they use fire to cook and heat their homes. And therefore, for pharmaceutical group, the risk-reward profile, because obviously you need to invest, you need to do phase 2, 3, and 4 of clinical trials, and you those clinical trials can fail, and the investment is pretty significant. So maybe brainwashed by the story of La Mer, that I thought he can turn burn skin into perfect skin, so we can probably do something about wrinkles. So very candidly, I went to his ear during that dinner, because we were with other people, and I said, can you do an anti-wrinkle cream that works? And he said, yes, why? And it took me 2 years to more or less convince him and that it could be a good idea.
Surely at that point, Professor Bader, you weren't particularly interested in launching a sort of luxury skin brand.
Actually, there is this. I didn't know anything about it at that time. And, you know, if you see my background, I was at a time working in research, and I had a history of being trained as a transplant surgeon. I did organ transplantation as a young medical doctor in the early 90s, liver and kidney transplantation. Later, I became a pharmacologist and toxicologist, because this was the field in medicine where I can do research. And I started to find a way how to trigger mechanisms of self-healing, which was at the time opposite and still is today to the thinking of what people call stem cell technologies, where I would grow cells outside the human body and transplant it. But I found that the human body has billions of the cells all your life, so you don't need all of this. And it goes back to almost ancient thinking and the Asian culture of self-healing, the medicine that has been developed. So what I tried to do was a biomimetic approach to use human signals to heal yourself in severe polytrauma, like burns, and in severe diseases related to aging. And you know, when you develop something that's so disruptive, so contrary, even though it took 30 years to develop through a series of different preclinical trials, and suddenly you find ideas about skincare and cosmetics at that time was just a makeup concept. Now people that I knew used cosmetics from, and it's still today with all the ideas about fillers and injectables and things that your body doesn't really need. You know, it makes you change the appearance, but for me, there was no link to medicine at the time. And the breakthrough came when by the idea of Charles to go in this field, I tried to make prototypes and I gave it to people with diabetic wounds, and suddenly they had beautiful skin, even though they were barely escaping from wounds, and I got thicker skin. Not for them, it was a change. And I realized it makes people happy. So, and I had people with acne, you know, young ladies that had suffered for years almost to have severe acne from toxicity from makeup. If you look at those ingredients, some of them are really bad. So, and some develop chemical toxicity. So it helped these people. So I started to realize that beauty and health is very much related. Everyone can be beautiful if your skin is healthy. So everyone's beautiful. So it doesn't make any distinction. And realize that it's in our genetic code. When we are born, we have a genetic code to make the person make a healthy body and to make a healthy skin, which is part of this Human structure, of course, is a very large organ. So I tried to find what we call epigenetic signals, signals that come from outside to help you express your own genetic code. And that's the innovation relating to stem cells. And you can imagine stem cells a little bit to be like conductors of an orchestra. They make signals to the environment, and the environment speaks back to them. And this is the piece of art. So when you remodel your skin, you do it every day, you make a piece of art. And this technology only helps in an age-related change. And I will later explain you what's the impact and how it works, why it can fix the local microenvironment, and will help everyone using to make the best skin for everyone. So it is an empowering tool only. And this is new to the field of skincare.
But also, I love that you're making a piece of art. I think that we all need to hear that sometimes.
Yeah, your skin is a piece of art. Yeah.
And so, which was your first product? So obviously, Charles persuaded you at a dinner to think about it, and you thought, "Well, this is something in this." And then, when you did finally get him to agree to come up with this cream, talk us through the first product you created and when you realized this was a bit of an exciting gem.
It took me almost 2 years, precisely 18 months, to change the old wound gel, because it was just a water-based hydrogel, water with cellulose and a few signals inside, and I will explain you what those signals mean to a skincare product. It was the cream and the rich cream. And they were much more complex, actually much more advanced, basically, but it's a consumer product, so there has been a lot of change. And the only thing in common was water, so that everything's different, because you have to apply it to a closed skin, not an open wound. So, and it allows your skin to make those signals yourself, because you have living cells. And if I would burn my hand on a hot plate, cells would be dying. And then they're destroyed, and a wound opens. And in this situation, a gel was applied. And I will explain you if I made the mechanism. So if I have a small cut, I never get double skin on my right hand. But if I would burn my hand on a hot plate, cells are dying. And I started to think about how to help children with severe burns, because presumably children, and at the time I was growing skin in bioreactors, and it was taking weeks to transplant the skin and was super expensive, so many couldn't even afford to pay for just for the cost of manufacturing this piece of skin, and it was always too late. But if I would have a small cut, even at my age, or children would heal perfectly. So I thought, why can children not heal perfectly? Because presumably they have all the stem cells that may just be 1 or 2 years old. So why would a child not be able to use those stem cells? And this was opposite to scientific thinking at the time, and it probably still is today, because people think as we get older, we lose our stem cells. But it is not true. That's the good news about it. And we found them. We probably just use them less. Now, when we look into a trauma situation, which is different from the skincare, I have a little bit of trauma on my face from the sunburn, but it's the same thing. So if I would burn my hand completely, cells are dying. And if you have a small cut with two edges of skin next to each other, there's a little bit bleeding, and the cells can speak to each other, and it will heal perfectly. But if the wound is very large and the cells are dead, they cannot contribute in signals that need to be made following the injury, because injury activates your stem cells. And these cells are everywhere in your human body, in all vessels that we have. If we accept the hypothesis that children have more stem cells than adults, which at the time everyone would say yes. And we may just have to look for the signals. So I found a few signals, put them in a water-based gel, put in a wound, and suddenly in 4 to 6 days, children would heal with no scar formation, not needing transplantation. Unfortunately, at the time, this was so crazy, it was too good to be true. You know, people start to think this. And in science, you need to provide evidence. You need to develop more studies. So I worked for years, almost 20 years, did preclinical work, in vitro work, and the first human was treated in 2002. Actually, was a young man taking a shower, and hot water was pouring on this person, and looked like a lobster. So and got these molecules that we had found and synthesized, injected as a compassionate use case, and walked home 1 week not needing any surgery. So still decades, you know, of past up to now. And you know, I'm coming from an academic background, and it is not the purpose of a university to fund the translation to reality. So this is where it's so difficult, you know, and it is not the purpose to make a product, to make it available. So as Charles mentioned, I wrote to about 200 pharmaceutical companies at the time. Nobody was interested. They said it's too good to be true. It cannot work. Maybe it's not big enough. And it was the idea to create a skincare. And it gives something to you which is extremely innovative. For the first time, there's something which helps you repair injury. It's not a new plant from Himalaya or something from the ocean. A new extract, which we all have in there, of course, too. But on top of this, there's a biomimetic mechanism which is innate to human nature when stem cells are activated. So when you have a little bit sunburn, which I have, or other pollution or makeup, it starts to assist in repairing your skin. And now I have to explain how this trauma situation translates to changes in our lifetime, what people call aging.
I feel like I'm back at school. This is fascinating. And I love your approach to it, being a scientist first and foremost, and that being, you know, the absolute essence of what this brand stands for, that it is all about skin healing. It's all about really protecting and nurturing your skin, especially if there's been trauma. And it's also a brand which has just grown in popularity without you even having to do very much. It's word of mouth, right? And that's what's been so amazing about it, is that the derms and the people who know skin love this brand. And Charles, tell me how you approach that. So you've got this amazing sort of idea, you've got this amazing way of treating the burns, treating the skin, taking that essence and putting it into a brand. But how did you then create a brand with such impact that has really got the whole skin world behind it?
I think it's... I think the fact that both of us do not come from the skincare industry, we had the ignorance was a blessing, you know, because I think we started, and I was convinced that because of this unique technology, we could create something superior, and that having a great product will mean success. Mm-hmm. And obviously, with hindsight, it doesn't. Like, it takes more than just having a great product to have a brand that, you know, has a voice, because you can bankrupt before you actually have a voice. We nearly bankrupt 3 times, actually, in the first in the development phase.
You put your own personal money into this.
Yeah, we were very lucky in the process. We met the right people at the right time. I was self-financing it, and I had a place in London that I sold, and then the last thing I had was a flat in Paris, and I put it for sale. And at the time it was François Hollande as a French president who had this marvelous idea of a 75% tax, so no foreigners would buy a flat in Paris. Yeah. So they had identified few French business people to buy it, and the person who visited it asked me, "Why are you selling?" And I said, "But I met this professor, and it's crazy what he can do. We can change the life of so many people, and he can cure children burns, and so we're going to do a cream." And he's going to, and at the end of visiting the flat, he said, "Charles, you know, I don't think I'm going to buy your flat, but we have to talk about your project." And he invested 15 million 3 weeks after going to Leipzig. And
you got to keep your flat?
I got to keep my flat, yeah. And
it's somewhere to checks a brand.
That investor checks on it from time to time. So do you still have your flat? And but it's true that, and then we had as early investors, we had Melanie Griffiths and Don Johnson, who are also actors with a network of friends that are in the Hollywood community, and their daughter is Dakota Johnson, etc.
They invested as well.
They invested a small amount at the beginning, and they started seeding the cream to their friends. And
powerful friends.
it was a funny story again, because there again, there is a woman called Satari Kelsa, who is a bit the health coach of over there, of Brad Pitt, Demi Moore, Courtney Cox, and others. And she goes every 3 weeks to their house, and Melanie gave, and she came to Melanie's house for an IV, and after Melanie gave her that lab sample that we had, and when she went 3 weeks after again to Demi Moore's house and Brad Pitt, etc., they all asked her, what have you done to your skin? And she said, nothing. And she said, but you did an injection, or you look different, or you went to see a dermatologist, something. And she said, no, I just got that cream from Melanie, from a German professor. And they were all, what cream, which cream, why she didn't give it to me, why you? And they called Melanie, and so Courtney Cox ended up investing in the company. And so there was a word of mouth, but again, a lot of things, it was not like a genius marketing plan.
Yeah.
You know, it was,
people
who could have control, who could have controlled that? Because 3 weeks is really the time for people to see a little bit of a difference or a different glow. Yeah. And so the fact that she was going, you know, they noticed it because it was enough time.
Yeah.
And so a lot of things happen like that. And obviously, what has triggered the growth of the brand was our first sessions of meetings with journalists in the US. I think journalists, because so many brands are created, they got interested by Agustin's story.
It's very unique.
Exactly, and they thought it was refreshing to hear really a scientific story. And so the credibility of Agustin's research and his story made that they tried the product, because basically they have so many products to try that if you're a new brand, you have maybe 1% chance that they try your product. And we were in that 1% thanks to the legitimacy and the research of Agustinus. So they actually, after hearing Agustinus' story, they tried, and our PR agency said, you know, because you don't advertise in those magazines, don't expect many articles, maybe one or two. We met maybe 100 journalists. And we had maybe 95 articles, because they wrote an editorial saying, we met that German professor, this is what happened to my skin, day two, day five, day 15. And in Style in the US went as far as writing, this is the first time that a cream actually works. And so that what has triggered the, let's say, the word of mouth and the brand awareness in the US.
Yeah.
More than celebrity, because celebrity, they have contracts. So some
they're good at sort of, to your point, if they get behind something that helps, because at least they're, you know, sharing that information with other people as well. And with your brand, with the products themselves, what could someone expect to see and with their skin after using it for 3 weeks? And what products would you start with? Because I think it's sometimes overwhelming to understand how to use a new brand or what it's going to do for somebody. But if you were to talk to the audience today and say you have to have the rich cream, or this is the product you need, what would you recommend?
These creams have different have different formulations, so you can select a formulation that fits your skin. So the rich cream is more for dry environment, dry skin, and the cream for normal to oily skin. Then other variations came, but one thing specific is one product does it all. So you don't need to layer anything anymore. Because it's the optimal performance in one product. But if someone needs to change the formulation, if the rich cream is not rich enough, they can add a little oil, but you don't need to layer, but mix it a little bit on your skin. And I think this is basically
I love that though. It's the simplicity of
it's
it, because
simple.
It's so such great product, and it's you know, the people that discover this brand use it and never look back, and I think that's something that we love. And of course, you have a pretty special product in here. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about the TFC8, what it is, and why we need to know about it?
I think the TFC is the really as the distinguishing factors, because many in a cosmetic industry, everyone has access to the same products, in a way, same materials. But what is really new about this TFC is that it is based on these discoveries that we have made over the last decades almost, and it is approached to synthesize biomimetic human signals. So there's when people speak about stem cell, there's no stem cell inside. It's nothing that is of human origin or derived, like some legal environments may allow to use such thing, but here it's biomimetic and syntactic, which is basically peptide-based signaling, and that TFC translated means trigger factor complex, but it doesn't trigger anything. It's your toolbox when there's damage. So when, for example, there's pollution, age-related changes, or like in my case, too much sun, there's a little bit damage, then this activates your repair cells in your skin, which are called stem cells. But you need tools for doing this, and a TFC is the toolbox. A little bit like, imagine on your phone you have a music library and you want to put in a name, and you will get the music reported to you, can listen to it. So your stem cells, in a way, know what they are looking for. And the TFC, in a way, repairs the microenvironment. So when they start to look for the seed, just like you would be a super young human being, they start to fix your skin.
And is the TFCA, is that in every one of your products?
All these products have the TFCA at the optimal concentration for the products that stay on the skin. And that's what I mentioned before, more does not mean more. So you can reduce if you want to change the formulation, because we all have different skin. We are not the same human beings. Everyone's a little bit different. You can personalize by mixing. But the layering concept is in a way not applicable to our product.
So with taking all of that information, which is really gives us an understanding of why this brand and these products are so unique and so different to anything out there, who can use it? Who is it anyone, or is it better for people over a certain age? Or if you were to sort of define the Augustinus Bader customer, how would you sum it up?
Actually, there's an easy answer to it, which in a way summarizes that the intelligence is innate to the one using it.
Yeah.
So this explains why there are so many different applications, so many ages, so many ethnic backgrounds, so many situations, we're all different. So but you always do it yourself. So why would a person with rosacea, acne, or sunburn, or just normal skin respond to different situations? Because you always do it yourself. So the intelligence is in your stem cells. So it's extremely personalized, and it's just a toolbox.
Yeah, I love that.
And I have one analogy that helps to explain this. So imagine I have come to Sydney, and I want to rent a car, and I go to this meeting, and I would be behind the steering wheel, and I don't know my way, but I know I want to come to Mecca. But there would be a navigation map where I type in the address, and it will show me the direction. And stem cells function the same way. They decide autonomously what they want to do by interpreting the microenvironment around them. So these products, the TFC, helps to repair the microenvironment by providing a library of molecules that we know are essential to do this repair process. But it also explains that we are getting better and better, because there's an evolution. So a colleague once said, "There's science never sleeps." You know, we have to evolve the TFC generation. They're getting better. But it's like a puzzle. Like, imagine you have a big, beautiful picture in front of you and someone cuts it in 1,000 pieces, but you remember how to reassemble it because you have seen it. So your stem cells know what to do. It's in their code. It's in your code all your life.
So to sum that up for everybody here, every one of these products can be unique to you, and they respond to you.
Your own need,
which is so brilliant. And they would basically respond to any skin type, and which is, you know, because we're all different and we all have different concerns and different issues. But you do have a new retinol product in there as well, which is we'd really love to hear a little bit about. And obviously retinol being a product which isn't for younger skin and, you know, teen skin, etc., but is pretty phenomenal product. Could you just tell us a little bit about the retinol?
Yeah, the retinol, in a way, when I describe this commitment signals, vitamin A is a commitment signal. And medicine has used in many products and creams, even skincare, retinol at a very high concentration. So going back to the idea of medicines, that you treat symptoms. You have to bring a very high dose and you block something. So high dose vitamin A would just dry out your skin and helps with acne. I'm not doubting this tradition, so there's an impact on this. However, what we try to do is to use the synergy between these repair mechanisms. So with there's a much, much lower physiologic concentration, which doesn't mean it's working less. It's working very well, as shown in clinical trials, but without side effects, and avoiding the toxicity of vitamin A high doses. Mm-hmm. So it's a relative moderate physiologic concentration, which is the smartness in these creams to bring physiologic concentration, which is, in a way, if you want to see if the idea of inflammation, and we can go in much more detail about this, like when you remember, medicine today is treating symptoms. Mm-hmm. And there are many anti-inflammatory medications, but they don't heal. Here it's the opposite. So when you open the wall to your stem cells, you give them a healing impulse. It's the opposite of suppression. It's allowing it to happen.
I think I'm going to buy it right now. That sounds fantastic. When you think about skincare, and obviously we know with your sunburn today, you're going to be putting a lot of the rich cream on later tonight. But Charles, tell me about your skin routine. What do you use? Because this is for everyone. It's for every person in the world. So what is your skin routine?
I have them for free, so
you can use them all, and you can have bath. All of the products in there. And
I could just shave with a cream, you know, so that's really bad.
No, it's not bad, actually. It's really good because I used to get super dry skin from the shaving foams that dry out your skin. So what I do, I just wash the skin normally with water and then put a little bit cream and it absorbs. You know, so Charles thinks I'm wasting the product, but in reality, it is absorbing. When I start shaving, it's already
absorbed. Those are our samples.
Absorbed.
Put them away.
Yes.
Yeah, it's changing, but I'm at a period where I love the cream.
Yeah.
I noticed that if I fly long haul and I put a lot of cream, that I don't know, I have a psychological preference for the cream now.
Yeah.
But I like the serum too. So
the serum's pretty amazing. Yep. Now I feel like there's 1,000 more questions around the science and everything. But we were having a conversation earlier, Professor Barda, just about some of the things that you're, because we've got this incredible range. But also some of the things that you're thinking about creating in the future, because presumably, as you say, science doesn't sleep, and this brand certainly is not sleeping. So what else can we expect? How are you going to stop us from getting Botox and fillers by creating magical miracle products?
You know, I think there's one great potential in the situation that we have these repair capacities all our life, and fortunately we have continued to do what we promised to do in the beginning, to keep on going in the medical research. So there's a medical line in the making which actually contains this wound shells, but there are also medical creams that in the hands of a professional person can be applied to treat also in the aesthetic field situation, like it will reduce downtime after laser treatment, after needling applications, and it helps to keep your skin healthy. So there's a lot of potential developments to bring the knowledge from a professional person. I learned that Mecca also is very much going into supporting professional applications. Yep. So I think there's with this technology to finally go into this medical field in professional hands, which will be for professionals who are opinion leaders and who can diagnose the skin that everyone has and give you recommendation, even for the normal products at the end.
Yep.
And there's a match between the consumer product and the medical products.
So professional grade products that are going to be super powered, that hopefully means that none of us have to have facelifts or anything like that, because we just can buy Augustina's Barda and stuff.
And I know one surgeon, he was as a plastic surgeon, wanted to do blepharoplasty, to take the eyelids. He started to use our rich cream. He cancelled the surgery.
Oh really?
Himself. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That says it all.
Use it.
They were going to all look incredibly young very quickly.
And you're lucky you live in a good environment. You can do a lot of sport, have good food. So this helps, of course, too. The cream alone is not a miracle. It's just using nature, how it works. But it, if all comes together, it, I think it will be beneficial.
Now, gentlemen, before we finish, I think we need some quick fire round just to get a little bit of sense of not just the brand, you guys as well. So, first of all, both of you, what time do you wake up in the morning and what's the first thing that you do?
Brush my teeth.
First thing?
Yeah.
It's pretty exceptional.
Boring.
It's pretty fast.
I don't know.
I'm a coffee addicted person. I drink a minimum 6 espresso. And I made a special recipe, which maybe you, because people think milk is bad. So I mix yogurt. Oh. Yogurt with coffee. It's very... If you
what kind of
that,
yogurt?
Like
not a fruit yogurt, like a sort of natural yogurt.
Yogurt, Greek yogurt.
This is going to be the next brand from Augustinus Bader is special coffee.
Yeah, you should try. It gives you probiotics. It's very healthy.
What time do you go to bed in the evening? What's the last thing you do before bed?
It's very personal. All
it's things. Very personal. Exactly. It's not just about the products, guys. We need to know all about you.
Okay, I guess he's go.
Maybe I may I tell you another anecdote how my life has changed.
Now you cover yourself in rich cream. Yeah, give yourself a manicure.
It was a journalist from London called Alexandra.
For the purpose of everyone, Charles saying, don't tell that story.
Okay,
don't tell that story.
Okay, myself.
That sounds like one for later after a glass of champagne.
Next question.
Okay, but you could have said I put the cream on or something. Would have been easy.
Actually, I do.
Of course, that's obvious.
That's what you do. That's what you do, and you use the rich cream all over your body, not just the face. If you were an Augustinus Bader product, what would you be and why? And no rude answers.
Which
retinol? No, the eye cream. That was a good one. Cause
I think it would be a mixture.
Mixture. All of them. Yeah. That's cheating. Charles?
The cream again. The cream.
The cream. Okay. What is the best thing that you've read, watched, or listened to so far this year? Charles first, because I think Professor Bader might have some scientific, you know, sort of medical report that you've read that'd be most interesting. So start with you.
The
best thing you've watched, listened to, or read?
Wow. This year, a French book, so I'm not sure.
Yeah?
Becbédé, I don't know if he's known here. Frédéric Becbédé. Confession
is
of...
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Very good. I recommend.
We all need to do to read that.
Love Last 3 Years. It's a classic of his.
Okay, amazing. Yeah. Professor Bader?
I was reading a book about blues horns and blues horns because it's interesting how you help you to be healthy, and we can all learn from this situation the interesting aspects.
When you think about health and stem cells and everything else, does that mean that I'm going off piece now? I'm sorry, Kerry, who wrote the questions. Does that mean that you're thinking about stem cells at that level? But does that mean you're super healthy in everything that you do, or do you have like an occasional vice?
Yeah, unfortunately, we are not perfect, but of course, but I think it helps to. There's an impact on your body, and there's a lot of knowledge out there, of course, what people can do. Yeah.
So you have occasional vices.
Mm-hmm. So. Agustin, every time we have dinner together, he says, I'm going to have vegetables, or if I arrive before, I order for him vegetables. And then I always order a dessert, and he eats half or all of it. So that's why now I order 2 desserts. I pretend it's for me.
Because you've ordered it as well, you see, that he has no guilt.
Because
it wasn't his dessert, you see. It's very clever.
But how smart he is.
He is smart now with the two. And
I like chocolate. Yeah.
You like chocolate. Chocolate. Maybe that's, you could go into chocolate and coffee is the next kind of brands. And obviously you're here in Australia, but where and you both travel globally and you're all over the world and you've got team all over the world and you're in Germany and I've met you before, Charles, in Miami and all sorts of places. But where is the place that you go to for being able to stop thinking about stem cells for a holiday or being able to stop thinking about selling your apartment to build a brand? Where do you go to relax? What is your sort of dream spot?
Actually, I like places which you have here, like close to the ocean with a beach. I like swimming. I'm a little bit sensitive to sun, unfortunately, but I like such environment. So in Europe, you could go to the Canary Islands, which is a little bit warmer in winter time. But you mentioned Miami is beautiful, and I have been there a few times. Such places and
so water and
it's amazing places.
Water and beaches.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah.
Charles?
Same for me. Yeah, there's a place in Europe called Tarifa, which is a very windy place in Andalusia in the south. It's a bit like here.
Yeah.
Very, you know, like windsurf, kite surf. I like the. I think it's healthy, the places where the weather allows you to be outdoor.
The outdoors.
Yeah, I think you're lucky here.
I think you're right. I think that's the one of the most magical things about Australia. Well, thank you, both of you. That was fascinating. And for everybody here that has more questions or wants to learn more about stem cells or about the products themselves, obviously Charles and Professor Bader will be here. And of course, get yourself in there, have a skin consultation, have a little mini facial, try the products, have a glass of champagne, enjoy the evening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Mecca Talks. If you liked what you heard, follow us on your favourite podcast app and you'll be notified as soon as our next episode becomes available. Don't forget to rate, review and share this episode with your friends. And I'm on a roll.